Welcome to Pet Sitter Confessional. Today, we are brought to you by Time to Pet and the National Association of Professional Pet Sitters. Communities and professionalism is a major theme in the growing and expanding pet services industry. And one of the leaders of that is the Florida Pet Services Association. They held their first summit last year, and they have their summit coming up this year as well. And to talk about that summit, the association, and some of their initiatives, we have two of their board members, Heidi and Savannah, on the show. And so super excited to have both of you back on. For those who are not familiar with you and your work, especially with the Services Association, could you please tell us a little bit more about that?
Hi, everyone. My name is Savannah Westwood. I am the owner of the Savvy Sitter Pet Sitting and Dog Walking LLC, along with the Peaceful Pet Music YouTube channel. But I am also the current vice president of the Florida Pet Services Association, along with the founder, one of the founders.
Hi, everyone. My name is Heidi Lewis-Preco. I am the owner of Heidi and Hope Pet Services in Naples, Florida. I am currently the secretary of the Florida Pet Services Association and also one of the founders.
Again, super excited to have both of you back on the show, especially to talk about the summit. But before we get to this year's, I wanted to think back to last year's summit and ask both of you how it went.
Yeah, so we definitely got a lot of positive feedback from everyone from the summit. We sold out pretty quickly, which we were very surprised. Everyone that we talked to had a great time. You know, there's always ways that we can improve and take what we learned to do better for this year's summit. But I mean, even the speakers just like were really engaged with everyone that came. And I just feel like no matter what kind of stage you were in your business or what kind of pet business you had, you could definitely take something along with you. And just like the connections with actual people, I mean, a lot of us have connected over social media and have never met in person. So even though we're the Florida Pet Services Association, we did have a ton of people come from out of state, you know, that some of us have only interacted through on Instagram or on Facebook. So it was nice just to like actually talk and communicate and, you know, just connect in person with other, you know, pet professionals.
And you mentioned the connections aspect too, and because the summit that you all put together kind of has a different feel to it than the typical conference.
Yeah, it definitely does. You know, we did a lot of like networking. We did like a little networking activity, and we kind of broke out to little groups and kind of introduced ourselves and like what problems we were having in our business. We did a lot of, you know, obviously a lot of speakers. This year, we're going to do some kind of, you know, like workshopping style. Depending on like what kind of business you have and like what your problems you're having in your business, where we're going to break out into small groups in other rooms and kind of connect with speakers that way as well. So it definitely is, you know, it's a different style conference.
Yeah, a lot more of the doing of the information, because that's always something that's love going to conferences and getting information. But there can become that time where you go, okay, now I actually have to do something with this, right? I have to start planning and implementing instead of just always taking in new stuff.
Yeah, we want attendees leaving with something already started, not just, oh, you know, this is a good idea, or this is something that I need to do once I get home. Like, no, we want you to like start it at the summit and like have a clear vision of what you need to do and implement.
Well, and you mentioned the feedback that you got. How did that shape when you went to go plan this year's?
So we actually sent out a survey and we got some feedback back, and a lot of it was people wanted more in-depth and longer sessions, but not as many sessions. So we took that to heart. Definitely more business-related content that would help everybody from the solos to the businesses that either have ICs or employees. And then people liked the location, but we kept hearing that people wanted to go to the beach next time. So Naples was one of the places on the short list. And, you know, Naples is a beach area, so why not?
Again, that feel of longer, more in-depth sessions gives you more time to soak in that information instead of, you know, a lot of topics is great, especially if you're trying to cover a lot of ground. But there does come a time for really digging deep into something. And when there's a beach right down the road, it certainly helps that as well. As far as future plans, do you plan to kind of move around the state, or are you trying to hone in on one anchor place or two?
That is one of the goals of PSA, is to have it in different locations so we can be accessible to more localized or regional companies and pet businesses. So you know, the Panhandle is another area we were looking at, and a couple other locations like Ocala and Miami, St. Augustine and Jacksonville. So somewhat still coastal cities in some parts of it. But the goal is to ultimately, you know, hit different areas of the state and potentially restart in certain areas as well, or coming back to like Orlando, since it is a centralized location. But we're wanting to make sure that we hit all the major Florida areas and cities to make sure that we can get to those pet businesses that may not be able to come and join us.
Right, and making it a lot more of a community aspect, again, getting the different people involved, seeing different parts of the state, kind of showcasing the cool stuff that are going on there and the cool people doing things around.
Yeah, I think one of the things that I try to explain to people, and Heidi may agree with me, that Orlando is definitely different from Naples as far as, you know, what it feels like. Like, Orlando's definitely the tourist trap, and, you know, there's a lot of fun things going on there too. But Naples is also great based on its location and the beach. And I actually went down there for Heidi's wedding, and it was a great time.
So there's one five-star review for the town of Naples. That's awesome. No.
Yeah, it's also kind of like a different vibe, because it's a lot smaller of a city than like Orlando or like Tampa or, you know, like the bigger Florida cities. It's a lot smaller. So that's been, you know, kind of like a blessing and a challenge at the same time, because it is such a beautiful city, and it's, you know, vacation city, and there's the beach right there. But it's, you know, it's also like very far south. So it's been kind of challenging, you know, for people, for other setters that live, you know, North Florida. You know, it's kind of hard for them to get all the way down here. So that's like another reason, like Savannah said, that we want to kind of change cities every so often, so everyone has the opportunity and the chance to attend.
And the airport they fly into is Fort Myers.
Yes. Now, I guess I should back up here a little bit, and because, you know, we're talking, we kind of dove right into last year's summit and all this stuff, but remind us kind of what the mission is of the association and kind of the why behind its existence.
So the mission of FPSA is to obviously set the standard for professional pet care or the pet business industry, and to grow that set of professionalism with education, networking, and hold that professional standard across the pet business industry as a whole. So before, you know, potentially the government steps in and says, like, here are the rules and this is what you need to follow. Like, no, we're going to try to govern ourselves a little bit too. But also just, again, that networking and community aspect of things. And we're wanting to also help pet parents and the community with education opportunities as well.
I one of the aspects on your website, I love that you say, you know, you saw a need because you want to vibe off of each other, right? And really, you know, that interplay, because, you know, we're in central Missouri, you know, our needs here are very different from your needs in Florida, and even the Panhandle being different than down closer on the coastal portions, and understanding that there are these very localized needs, and I see that that's really important to be met. And, you know, you have a lot of things in Florida that try and eat you. You know, we have bears and mountain lion, but you have, you know, aquatic things and land things and, you know, venomous things. And, you know, that's things that a lot of people just don't even think about, right? And going, how do we address these problems, or certain health problems, or how do we operate businesses given the kind of weather conditions we have? And I love that that's kind of at the core of this, of learning from one another for geographic and specific lessons that you've all taken away.
We have bears too, Colin.
Oh, and bears. Okay, fine. Fine. Florida, you're right. Florida's why? No, okay.
Florida is Australia. Everything wants to kill you.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah, we don't have your pythons either, so that's a whole different thing. But
pythons, boa constrictors, but we have anacondas now too, apparently.
not helping sell this, Savannah. No, I'm kidding.
Hey, I'm giving you, well, one of the topics is, I think by Rookery Bay, Heidi, correct me if I'm wrong, is the exotic animals coming into the natural habitats of Florida. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Yeah, Heidi? Because pythons are actually like, they're like disintegrating our ecosystem because they're eating everything. So yeah, the pythons is like a huge problem. And yeah, and then Rookery Bay is definitely going to address some of the, you know, both the animal and environmental side of Florida.
Have you heard of Time to Pet? Dan from NYC Pooch has this to say.
Time to Pet has been a total game changer for us. It helped us streamline many aspects of our operation, from scheduling and communication to billing and customer management. We actually tested other pet sitting softwares in the past, but these other solutions were clunky and riddled with problems. Everything in Time to Pet has been so well thought out. It's intuitive, feature-rich, and it's always improving.
If you're looking for new pet sitting software, give Time to Pet a try. Listeners of our show can save 50% off your first 3 months by visiting timetopet.com/confessional.
Well, that's a great lead-in, because one of the questions I had is, looking forward to the summit, what are some things that people can expect to learn and see and experience?
Yeah, so our summit is in August, the August 22nd through the 24th, located at the Rookery Bay Environmental Learning Center in Naples, Florida. We're going to have some returning speakers from last year's summit, like Doug Keeling with Back to the Bone and Doug the Dog Guy. Also Morgan Weber with Memory Flame and Lucky Pup Adventures. Scarlett Rockwood with Fur Social, and also Dr. Ivory Council are returning speakers. And then we do have some new speakers for this year as well. Kim Tank is going to be doing a panel with Doug, all about hiring. We have Michelle Klein with DocCo Launch. Also, Anne-Marie Caden with Tiny Paws Bookkeeping. What I'm really excited for is Beth Schultz, who is the president of Pet Sitters International, will be there speaking. And we're also going to have our very own Shannon Hendon, who is a regional director with us, who's also going to be speaking. And you, Colin, are also going to be speaking.
Yes.
We also have Beth Cotell and Pam Arch-Stewart coming with Monarchs in Motion as well. They'll be joining us at the summit.
When you put the summit together, is there a, well, first off, I will say I'm super excited to get to come speak and see everybody and experience beautiful Naples and just see the summit. You know, sorry we couldn't make it last year, but glad we can make it this year and be there for everybody. So really excited about that. When you're putting this together, a thought, because you guys are putting this on and the organizers here, is there a theme you try and grab, or types of things you like to see or solve problems, or how do you kind of orchestrate that side of things?
Well, we definitely get some feedback from based on the survey and what we were wanting to learn and see. Also, I forgot to add Jen Grady with Jen Grady Digital will be joining us, and she'll be actually talking about a topic I'm interested in is AI Unleashed, so revolutionizing SEO in the pet industry. So I'm excited to learn about that. But the scheduling aspect of it, and this kudos to Amber Van Denzen, who sadly could not join us for our interview with you today. She is the mastermind with the scheduling, but basically we're wanting all the themes to relate to somewhat to each other, so you're not having to jump from, all right, I'm transitioning from financials to SEO and all that fun stuff, or now we're transitioning to how to make my business more environmentally friendly. So we're wanting it to have some sort of relation to what we're grouping in with and the scheduled itself, along with breaks. That was the other thing we said, like, more breaks.
Well, and it's hard to balance all that, right? If you're wanting, you know, more in-depth, longer sessions with a wide variety and diversity of topics and speakers, but also more breaks, but it can't be too long, right? There's a lot of give and take when you're putting that together.
Definitely a balancing act. So we're trying to implement what we learned from Orlando Summit and applying it to the Naples Summit.
Right.
So we're still quite young, so we're still learning, but, you know, we're going to take what we learned and put it into something new and exciting.
Yeah. And I think also there are so many pet organizations out there that are for like the starter business or the starter pet sitter or the, you know, starter pet business in general. And we just really wanted to be, you know, cognizant of not only the starters, but also just like people that are already established and are needing some more advanced help in their business as well.
Well, and that comes into what you sound like, kind of those breakout groups where people can kind of apply what they're learning from the main session into their specific business and where they are. Because you're right, like, there is such a diversity of backgrounds and purpose of business and necessity of business and kind of their own goals and then how long they've been in. So trying to go, how do we take either the same information and apply it differently or provide a variety of information that kind of feeds everybody just a little bit, and understanding that it is a, you know, people are going to hear stuff that might not be applicable to them immediately, but maybe down the line. And that's what's really important about this. If it's not tuning out, if you're like, well, that's not for me. It's like, well, yet, right? Always should we do that comma, yet.
Yeah. My favorite saying is, it's not no, it's not yet.
So overall, you know, the association, Savannah, you said you all are quite young in existing and kind of implementing a lot of this stuff. How is the association going?
Like I mentioned previously, we are learning a lot as far as association, a lot about managing organization and teamwork. We're definitely seeing a lot of growth and interest and interaction on Facebook, particularly with pet sitters and dog walkers. We are seeing, you know, a little bit of a struggle in growing with other pet businesses to join us and other pet industries. But we were expecting that because, you know, we're more connected with obviously pet sitters and dog walkers. And we talk more to each other in that aspect of things. But we're excited to announce that we are in one of our next phases of growth is about establishing regional directors. And we have some of that going on. So we have Flavia Berti with Equipaws in Miami, Lori with Professional Pet Care in Hillsborough County, Shannon Hinden with Ocala Pet Sitting in Ocala, Ashley Torres with Handles with Love Pet Care in Palm Beach, Florida, and Vanessa Williams with Vanessa's Pet Sitting in Orlando. So we're definitely having some growth in our regional directors, and we are accepting applications for people interested in being a regional director to start local FPSA chapters or kind of their own local chapter to get those businesses connected to each other.
Talk to us about that position. If somebody's listening to this and they kind of maybe were interested a little bit, connecting people, organizing stuff, what are some more of their responsibilities?
So the responsibilities of a regional director is to establish a Facebook group and connect businesses that way. So again, like we probably see in Missouri that, you know, there's these probably local businesses that are talking to each other and connecting, like, hey, can somebody service this? Or what do you use for this? And even your own, I think, sitter confessionals, for example, where people ask questions and kind of post events and all that fun stuff and want feedback. It's kind of the same thing. But also we're taking a step further in trying to create events that we all attend, kind of like micro networking and kind of meeting each other up for like a beer or coffee. Vanessa and the Orlando chapter recently, did a virtual Yappy Hour. Okay. So we did that via Zoom so we could, you know, we may not be able to all get together, but at least we can do like a virtual thing. We did Heidi did something recently as well with the aromatherapy, right, Heidi?
Yeah. So my group is the Southwest Florida Petpreneurs. So, you know, all Southwest Florida pet business owners. We recently did essential oil class all about pet safe essential oils to use in our business. So, you know, that's just like just a couple examples of the regional directors and like what their responsibilities are. And then as well as how it relates to FPSA is not only connecting all of these, you know, other businesses to, you know, potentially join with us, but it's also, we also have different committees. So we have like a social media committee, we have a summit committee, and an education committee. So depending on what the regional director's experiences or what their strengths are, what they're interested in, we kind of, you know, put them in those different committees as far as like, you know, how they can help with FPSA specifically with our, you know, social media out, you know, outreach. And then, you know, like if someone wants to be in charge or to help with the summit responsibilities, we have that committee. And then we also our education aspect as well.
What I love about that and hearing that is it's actually you know, creating ways for people to be involved, because many of us can look around and go, yeah, but what can I do, or how do I do, or what is available to me? And that's why I'm really excited to see the association doing all these initiatives and stuff and growing, because it means that there are more ways for local sitters to be connected and contribute back to the larger industry and their own community and help one another, because that's one of the only ways we continue to stay healthy as an industry is if we're all able to contribute in some way.
Yes. And I mean, you know, the connection aspect is great, but we're also a nonprofit, you know, this is all volunteer. So, yeah. You know, we can't do this by ourselves. We need, you know, continuing to have these spots open for people to volunteer, to, you know, be interested, so FPSA can continue to grow and thrive as we've been doing.
Our friends at the National Association of Professional Pet Sitters, or NAPS, have a vision. A vision where pet care professionals and pet parents collaborate to make a significant positive impact on the welfare of pets and the industry through education, certification, and community outreach. Together, we can make this vision a reality. NAPS is run by its members for its members. It's a volunteer-driven association. They offer a trial membership and various webinars that showcase the many NAPS member benefits offered. Visit and check out the NAPS website at petsitters.org for all the membership details and information.
Well, and do cool stuff in the community, too. I recently saw on social media that you all are doing something with pet first aid kits, right? Could you talk to us about that?
Sure. So one of the goals is obviously to help and assist pet parents. And particularly, we were focusing on first aid kits for homeless pet parents. I actually did some research this morning that Florida is number 3 in the country as far as a homelessness population, which that kind of surprised me a lot. But basically, we are wanting to, obviously, animal welfare is a big part of it, community support, and health education, which is one of our other priorities with FPSAs, is educating pet parents, emergency preparedness, reducing barriers to care, and then building trust and engagement in the community as well.
Building trust and reduce barriers to care, right? I think that those are really big, right? Because we want people to live their best life with their pets in every stage, for every season. And how often do we see people having to give up a pet, or who they can no longer afford to care for a pet? And we may think sometimes that this is where, as we go, as a business, like, oh, I don't want to market to that person because they can't use my service. Well, but how can I still help that person at the personal level, right? As an individual, make sure that they continue to have that relationship with their pet, right? Think finding ways to do that.
I think it's important because, you know, pets, you know, do provide us with that love and support. And, you know, for most of these people that, you know, are out on the streets and are in difficult situations, that's kind of the only support system that they have. And, you know, how would that make someone feel if they're not able to take care of something that they love and cherish so much because they're not, you know, financially able, or they don't have stability or access to those things that they need to take care of themselves and their pet. So the first aid kit came about to provide at least the basic bare bones necessities to, like, handle cuts or bandage a wound. So I think some plastic tweezers are in there, so something like pull out a thorn or a piece of glass if need be, and some alcohol swipes too.
We've had interactions with people who, you know, they'll tell stories of, you know, the only way they got through this hard time in their life was because they had a pet. They had a reason for continuing to push through, a reason for continuing to try, right? And then they turn around and they're like, okay, Noah, you take care of my cherished, prized family member who helped me through the toughest time of my life. It's like, no pressure. Right. I understand. Got it. And recognizing that, yeah, little plastic tweezers might not seem too much, but if you are in a situation where you can't do that and you see your best friend suffering, right, it provides that much more relief to them.
We're hoping to expand the kit to domestic abuse shelters or women's shelters as well, and also providing it for a hurricane preparedness kit. But right now, I think we're focusing on the homeless population right now.
Yeah, and it's this continued way of viewing ourselves as either as business owners or as our businesses or an association, as a way of impacting our community, right? It's seeing ourselves as a bigger aspect in that than, quote unquote, just providing pet services.
Yeah, we're really excited about the initiative and growing that. And I have to give a shout out to Katie Castle. I think I pronounced her last name right, with Dances with Dogs. She actually recently donated $200 to the First Aid Kit Initiative. So we're really excited to that. So shout out to Katie.
Is that something that only association members can contribute to, or how do people get involved with that?
We do have a donation link I think, via Cheddar Up, but it should show up in the Florida Pet Services Association as far as a donation button on our website. And people can go donate to FPSA and also through the first aid kit program.
Cool. Yep. I will make sure that link is in the show notes for everybody to go and grab so they can help with that. So association's doing awesome stuff. Talk to us about the summit details specifically for this year.
Yes. So again, the summit is going to be in Naples, August 22nd through the 24th at the Rookery Bay Environmental Learning Center. We're obviously going to have lots of speakers, lots of activities, some vendors. Lunch is included for both days. And there's also some information regarding our hotel that's closest to the location for a reduced rate for both of those days, the 22nd and the 23rd, which can potentially be extended depending on if you're arriving early or leaving later.
When are registration deadlines and things like that? For how late can they go, or when are you expecting to close that, or any of those details?
Well, tickets are still available. We are going to probably up the pricing a little bit closer to the date, just so it's last minute, you know, fees and all that fun stuff, so we can make sure that we have the information that we need to pass along to our caterer. And we are providing, quote, snackies as well. but snackies are important. We heard, like, we must have more snackies. but yeah, if there's still availability, we do offer an upgrade package as well, which is the FPSA shirt with some specialty items on it, and then a printed out version of any of the presentations that the speakers have, along with a few other special things in the upgrade package, and that's available as well. And then Heidi, do you want to mention that the Rookery Bay did a recent renovation too, right?
Yes. Yeah, so the Rookery Bay was unfortunately damaged with Hurricane Ian a couple years ago, but they have newly renovated, so everything is brand new. They have a ton of like research laboratories that you can observe, like what they do in the lab with all of the environmental stuff and all of the animals. They have touch tanks where you can touch little sea creatures and stuff that you would find in the ocean in Florida, which is amazing. I know, like, it's probably like for a 5-year-old, but I loved it. And then they even have like an exhibit with the mangroves that are, you know, that grow, especially in Southwest Florida, that are really important with our like water, sea, like salt water flow. They actually have like a whole tank where you can like stand in the middle of it. So you're kind of like part of the mangrove, which is really cool. And then they have this whole big like outdoor seating area. And then they also have like hiking trails and things like that. And if you purchase a ticket for the summit, it automatically includes a daily admission to the Environmental Learning Center as well. So that's always great to keep learning and seeing cool stuff about Florida while you're there too.
Yeah. Well, you said touch tanks, and I was thinking back to our previous conversation about pythons and bears, and I thought, well, hopefully they're a little bit cuter than that.
No pythons or poisonous toads. None of that.
We might be able to persuade an alligator to show up or two. Would you like that, Colin?
Ah, I'm fine. I'm fine. I pass. Nothing. All right, cool. So, I'm really excited for the conference this year, and tickets are still available and can be purchased. You mentioned kind of maybe even some last minute ones as they're available, but we're coming up on here on, you know, less than 120 days, you know, 115 days here before the start of the summit. So a lot to get planned for travel and things like that. But really, it sounds like if you are looking for a way to connect with other professionals, take some time to dig into your business and work on it as opposed to always working in it, and really do some high level stuff here, it sounds like it's a really good fit for if they're kind of in that mindset.
And visit the beach.
Sorry, I meant so.
Drink cocktails.
So for those who are interested in going and getting tickets, finding out more information, and seeing everything that's going on, where can people do that?
You can find ticket sales on our website at floridapetassociation.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Instagram as well.
Perfect. Well, I will have links to the tickets, the website, the donations on social media, on the show notes and on our website, so people can click right to that and get connected and look and make see if that's going to be a good fit for them and see all the cool stuff that you guys are doing. Thank you both for coming on the show and sharing about the summit and all of your hard work that you and the rest of the board are doing and all of your regional directors. It really is an inspiration to the industry. So thank you both so much.
Thanks, Colin, for having us. And I know out of the core four of the board of directors, I think Savannah's the only one that hasn't met you in person. So I know she's very excited.
I've been told you're very tall. So.
Sorry.
Well, I'm the tallest out of four of us, so this should be interesting.
Okay. Yeah, there we go.
Challenge accepted. We wish Amber Van Denzen, our current president, and Doug Keeling, our treasurer, wish we could join us. So we just wanted to give a shout out to them and say we missed them.
Well, again, thank you both so much. I really appreciate your time today, and I'm super excited about everything.
As the pet care industry continues to grow and expand, this doesn't just mean that we have more potential for business and impacting people's lives. It means that more and more scrutiny and attention will be paid to the industry as well. Now more than ever, it's important to be connected with a broader community of pet service professionals, whether that is other groomers or pet sitters or trainers or vets or whatever that is, will allow you to continue to push the envelope of what's possible and what is expected from our clients when they look for the care of their pets. The industry is only expected to grow bigger as more and more people gain pets and focus their time and attention and effort on the pets that they do have. It is our responsibility to grow as an industry, to work together to develop those standards and develop those goals that we want to achieve as an industry and for ourselves. We want to thank today's sponsors, Time to Pet and the National Association of Professional Pet Sitters, for making today's show possible. And we really want to thank you for listening. We hope you have a wonderful rest of your week, and we'll be back again soon.